to a special episode of Frank Opinions. I'm Adam.
And I'm Tasker.
And today we review the much anticipated and long awaited sequel that we wasn't quite sure if we wanted, but we definitely wanted, but we were also scared to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to see its first look today.
Yep.
March 21st, 2024. And I'm just gonna tell you, I've watched this trailer 167 times, and every time I see it, it just keeps getting better. And that trailer is Beetlejuice 2, which is named Beetlejuice Beetlejuice.
Oh God, you said his name three times.
So we've up until this point, we've had all the still shots, the characters, who's going to be in it, and then now we finally get to see a look. And for a minute long trailer, you get a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
we see Jenna Ortega riding her little bicycle through the town while a church choir of small children are singing the iconic what's the actual name of that song? Come, Mr. Tallyman, Tallyman, Tallyman. They're like, come on, we want to go home. But this time, it's like a creepy orchestra kind of thing.
Yeah. It's called Deo, the banana boat song.
But now, this version is kind of a creepy one, and I loved it.
It just sets the tone of the Tim Burton.
No, it does. And, of course, we're seeing the funeral of the dad right in the beginning, right? Because we see Catherine O'Hare, which is Dela Dietz, right? Dela Dietz?
Yeah, Dela Dietz.
And, of course, Winona Ryder is Lydia Dietz. And then Jenna Ortega is Astrid Dietz, which is the daughter of Winona Ryder. So, we see Jenna come up into the attic and take the cover off the miniature town.
Mm-hmm.
Only for Winona to run up there. The town split apart. The Beetlejuice sign lights up. And there's our main man with already an iconic saying.
Yep.
In a 1 minute trailer.
The juice is loose.
That's just like, it's showtime.
Oh, yeah.
God, it's going, I'm telling you.
Which I thought that's what he was going to say when he popped out of there for a second.
Oh, yeah.
I was waiting for it. Like, it's showtime. I was waiting.
I honest to God, that's what I was when I seen him rise up, and I was like, oh, he's going to go, it's showtime.
Yeah.
No, we get a brand new one, which I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like that better.
Yeah, the juice is loose.
So, the only characters we don't see is obviously the first family that died in the car wreck. Mm-hmm. Which was Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis.
Yep, that's her.
So he's kind of wondering, huh? I wonder where they are. And we were kind of sitting here contemplating it before the podcast, and I think we came to the conclusion that they might say that they've went ahead and moved on.
Mm-hmm.
They've went to the other side. They've made it to peace and happiness. And of course, Michael Keaton, obviously, is a lot older. And it definitely shows on Beetlejuice, but they can always play that out as he was waiting in line.
Yeah.
Because if we remember how the other one ended, his number was quite the number.
It is. It's quite up there.
Oh, well, look, it's me. I'm going to go. Oh, man. That was one bit of pure excitement.
Oh, yeah.
Just enough to leave you one more. Am I qualified? I just wonder what the basis of the story is going to be. Are we chasing Jeffrey Jones' character, like Charles Dietz, where we see his funeral in the beginning, I'm assuming? We're trying to contact him? Or are we thinking, you know, he's the haunting soul of the house now?
I think you could go that route, maybe. I'm trying to figure out why would Beetle just get contacted again?
So obviously Jenna had to call him out.
Yeah, I mean, she went up there, revealed everything. So there's, which I think it's going to kind of play on like the first one. Remember how Ramona Ryder went in there and saw him, and then I think we're going to kind of play that route with Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, but in the first one, she had purpose to take him out.
Yeah.
Because they were doing the exorcism of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was removing, the two people that she was trying to help haunt it.
So I don't know what she could be saying, hey, I can help you do this or whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
And the ghost of the Mostis. But we definitely had to take a moment out to review that trailer because that's how good of a trailer it is. So you guys have to go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what your synopsis of the story is going to be. And let us know your excitement for it.
Yeah. Comes out September 6th. So.
But so with that being said, I'm Adam.
And I'm Tasker.
And that was a quick Frank Opinions.